The marshmallow test. Sorry, I've got a cold. A psychology experiment carried out with a group of preschool children in California in 1968 led to the development of ideas that are still relevant today. A. In 1968, Walter Mischel set a challenge for a group of children aged 3 to 5 at the nursery school his daughters attended in California. A researcher offered each of them a marshmallow and then left them alone in the room. If they could resist eating the colorful sweet until the researcher returned up to 15 minutes later, they would be given a second sweet. Some children ate the marshmallow straight away, but most would engage unintentionally comic attempts to resist temptation. They looked all around the room to avoid seeing the sweet, covered their eyes, wiggled around in their seats, or sang to themselves. They pulled funny faces, played with their hair, picked up the marshmallow and just pretended to take a bite. They sniffed it, pushed it away from them, or covered it up. If two children were doing the experiment together, they engaged in a conversation about how they could work together to reach the goal of doubling their pleasure. About a third of the children, the researchers reported, managed to wait long enough to get the second treat. B. What Michelle, a clinical psychologist, wanted was to understand how children learn to deal with temptation. Over the following years, the group of children remained friends. When Michelle chatted to his daughters about their former classmates, he began to notice an interesting pattern. The children who had exhibited the most restraint in the marshmallow test were doing better in life than their peers. He decided to investigate further. For more than 40 years, Michelle followed the lives of the nursery students. His findings were extraordinary. It turns out that being able to resist a treat at the age of 5 is a strong predictor of success in life. You're more likely to perform well at school and develop self-confidence and less likely to become obese, develop addictions, or get divorced. See? Michelle still teaches psychology at Columbia University and has just written The Marshmallow Test, a book summing up half a century of research. When Michelle was young, his family was forced to move from a comfortable life in Austria to the US. They settled in Brooklyn, where they opened a bargain shopping store. Business was never good, and Michelle believes that moving from upper middle class to extreme poverty shaped his outlook. He is concerned with trying to reduce the impact of deprivation on an individual's life chances. The conclusion he draws from his marshmallow research is positive. Some people may be naturally disciplined, but the ability to resist temptation is a skill that can also be taught. Teach children self-control early and you can improve their prospects. D. However, no single characteristic such as self-control can explain success or failure. Some critics have pointed out that Michelle's original subjects were themselves children of university professors and graduate students, not exactly a representative sample. Other scientists noted that variations in home environment could account for differences. Stable homes and one-child families encourage self-control, whereas in less stable homes, in those with many children, if you don't grab a marshmallow now, there won't be any left in 15 minutes. Michelle answers these critics by nothing that studies in a wide variety of schools found similar results. He acknowledges that the environment shapes our ability to resist temptation and observes that genetics plays a role too. But he still believes that the ability to resist temptation can be learned and encouraged. I asked Michelle whether self-control comes easily to him. Not at all, he said. I have great difficulties in waiting. It is still difficult for me to wait in a queue in the bank.